Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, the author of Faithful Finances 101. Gary, tell us how we can find you online.
www.financialseminary.org.
And your work is all about ethical investing, isn't it?
Yeah, we're trying to hang on to the, as a conservative, Jim, I'm trying to hang on to the preserve the Judeo-Christian ethic that I believe, the Puritan ethic that built this country, Calvinist ethic, not Puritan, but Calvinist, and hang on to some of the caring about neighbors itself and so on, which is a large part of what we're discussing today, the tensions in our culture. It seems like we're so one side versus another side, and everybody's yelling and nobody's listening. And Judeo-Christianity used to be, to use a business term, a matrix structure over both politics and the economy that sort of, at the end of the day, reminded us we're all God's children or we're all Americans or whatever you want to say. And we've got to sit down and listen to each other and reason with each other rather than emotionally yell at each other.
Is this because of our we become a nation of people that have to, everybody thinks they have to win? The only resolution that's acceptable to me is if I win and you lose?
Well, our values have changed, Jim. There's UCLA does a study of incoming freshmen in college. When I entered college in the 60s, you remember the flower power years and all of that, and everybody was going to college to find a meaningful purpose in life. And there were few business people went to learn how to make money. Somewhere in the early 70s, those lines crossed. And today, there's far twice as many people going to college, regardless of the profession, even medicine and so on, to learn how to make money as opposed to find meaning and purpose in life. And we've got those values a little bit skewed today, I believe. So we're working, if you think about the famous book, A Purpose-Driven Life, by Rick Warren, a couple years ago, that appealed to people who were feeling that we had let some of the, think about the phrase, Jim, nothing personal, it's just business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a time when everybody, my father was a John Deere dealer in Kentucky, and he knew that every business relationship was personal.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he had to make
they
money.
Were relationships, they weren't transactions.
There you go. We were relational instead of transactional. That's what we say on Wall Street. And Wall Street's really, at least in their public relations and advertising, trying to convey a sense of relationship again. We've got a long way to go because the public is as cynical of Wall Street as it is of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've got at the upper echelons of society, I hate to agree with Friedman in the paper, but yesterday he had an article about the problem is our cultural elites have this me before anyone else, okay? That's what MBA now stands for, me before anyone. And we've got the elites of the country, whether it's Wall Street or Washington, who are taking care of themselves. And then down on Main Street, we've still got people who have a semblance, at least, of the Judeo-Christian ethic, and we just don't understand how these guys can do
it. Well, it is why I've said on this show 1,000 times in the last 10 years that Wall Street and Washington should go to Main Street and take some lessons.
Well, exactly.
Main Street should be demanding that our values be represented in Washington and Wall Street. And
we're not doing that, though. What I'm trying to do, Jim, there's actually mutual funds out there that if you want your Judeo-Christian ethic reflected in it, the Mennonites have mutual funds, the Presbyterians have mutual funds, the Baptists have mutual funds that will reflect your ethic. What I was going to comment, though, is the Wall Street Journal a few years ago actually made a semi-serious suggestion that we move Washington from inside the Beltway to Grand Rapids, Michigan, just to get closer to Main Street.
Well, I don't think we're going to have to worry about moving Wall Street. I think Wall Street's going to move itself. I think it doesn't change. Wall Street's going to. What do you think? By the end of the century, Wall Street will not even be an entity anymore.
Wall Street will not be what you know it as today. It's already quite different than what it used to be. They're really not, despite the pictures, most stocks are not traded down on the floor with people flicking tickets and stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So it's going to be different.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary, so the bottom line, back to Grantham, your guru, Jeremy Grantham, says the stock market's overbought. It's time to start thinking about getting out.
In the stock market, correct. But that could also be good things for the economy, Jim, because what that tells you is there's all this money that's back in the stocks and so on. And that's going to start creeping out, creating jobs.
Looking for new places to earn. Yeah, absolutely. Financialseminary.com, right?
.org.
Financialseminary.org. The book is Faithful Finances 101. Gary Moore is the author. He's our friend. Gary, come back real soon. Thanks for being here today. Got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.